Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSERP show. Now, let's get into the show. Hopefully trying to bring some victories today for the San Diego Padres. Doubleheader, as we will lead you into the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show coming up at 9:05. Only a shortened show today. And then tomorrow, you got 8 hours of us. It's going to be fun. 8 hours of the Brayden Suprenant Show. We're going to try to do the same show in the second 4 hours as we did in the first 4 hours and try to do it like word for word. We're going to see if we could do it. We'll try that tomorrow. Frank, I think we got a good shot, though.
I believe we do as well. I think we are that good. We are good enough. We may not be good at other things.
That's right.
Clearly, from our YouTube chat today, we are clearly not good with entertaining nonsensical radio.
Unless it's about food. People like the food.
Yeah, unless
stuff.
It's about food.
That's right.
But
let the Italians talk about the food.
I think we're good enough to do that.
You'll find out tomorrow. Baseball coverage of 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. We are going to grade first half performances out of the Padres pitching staff. I got a grade for a pitcher that's going to incite people. They're going to be so upset. And all I'm going to grade it on is what he has done this season and the numbers that he has put up. And I'm going to tell you, they're a lot better than you think. We will get to that. But first, our resident East Coast Padres fan who travels, goes up to New York to watch the Padres play in the Bronx. He goes to New York to watch the Padres play in Flushing Meadows. He goes down to Philly to watch the Padres play in Philadelphia. He holds it down for us out there on the East Coast. It's Joe in New Jersey. Joe, what's going on? Happy Wednesday. Good morning to you.
Yeah, buddy. Called in sick from work. Heading down now, buddy. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Are you going to both games today?
No, I don't. Unless I can talk to my wife. She's with me now. Unless I can talk her to staying, but that don't look good.
Yeah, you don't want to stay in Philly for more than a couple hours anyway.
You know what, though? We're sporting our gear. We're not Ben and Woods. We're wearing our stuff. She's got her hat on. I got my 84 T-shirt on, you know, Western Division champs, all that. So
love
we're
it.
We're good. I texted you yesterday. I can take on two guys at once, so I'm good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? That's what I said. I said that the other day when Frank was talking about it. I'm like, Joe goes into enemy territory, and he does not care. He's going to be repping the pods, and he's not intimidated by people that boo Santa Claus.
I'm getting up there in age, but I can still throw hands. All good. Hey, Frank, I love that you're Italian, buddy. Just an FYI.
Attaboy.
Yeah, the all Italian show, Joe. What do you think about the Pods right now?
I'm happy Pivetta got moved up because I'd like to see him throw. I haven't seen him throw, and I've seen Steve throw a couple of times, so this is going to be good. I like our chances in game one. Is the lineup out yet?
I haven't seen one yet, but you will be the first to hear it as soon as we get it. Joe, we appreciate you being a loyal listener out there on the East Coast. Enjoy the game today with your wife. Hopefully you bring home a couple of victories for the Pods today.
Sounds good, buddy. I'll talk to you.
All right, we'll see you, Joe. Joe in New Jersey. Loves that you're Italian. It's great. He probably hates that you're a Mets fan, but loves that you're Italian. So, good for you.
So every positive has a negative, I guess.
That's true. We'll get to Pivetta in a second on the first half grades. Some of these pitchers, like, we talk about this team. We watch this team in a vacuum. I mean, you start looking at first season stats, you're like, oh, this is why the Padres have a winning record. Outings like this. So, overall, and we're going to go through the pitchers and first half grades. We're going to do this a couple of days ago, but today's kind of one of those days. We're the extended pregame show for a doubleheader today. It's going to be Padres baseball all day long. And we're going to evaluate first half player grades from the pitcher standpoint. I'm telling you right now, there is a pitcher on here that people are not going to like my grade for. But we're going to go with it. And I got stats to back it up. Let's start with Jason Adam. Jason Adam, as Frank puts this together in alphabetical order, and we put the, you went from 40-man roster, but players that had
players
played in the first half more than like Matt Waldron. Well, you know what? Technically, Matt Waldron did not play in the first half of the season.
Yeah, no, I took the players that have had some form of meaningful impact in the first half. Like, I didn't put Logan Gillespie on here. I didn't put Matt Waldron on here. I did put Kyle Hart on there, though. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But not everybody on the 40-man, just guys that stayed up here for more than a couple days.
Stayed up long enough. Jason Adam, Ryan Burgert, Dylan Cease, Jeremiah Estrada, Kyle Hart, Alec Jacob, Michael King, Stephen Kolick, Yuki Matsui, Adrian Morahone, David Morgan, Wandy Peralta, Nick Pivetta, Sean Reynolds, Robert Suarez, Randy Vasquez. Starting with Jason Adam. Adam, first half of the season. I think he's been great. He's got a 1.4 WAR. He's got the highest WAR out of any pitcher in the bullpen for the Padres. Jason Adam. 6-3 with a 1.69 ERA. He has appeared in 42 games already. That's got to be like one of the most in Major League Baseball.
Right? Number one.
It is still number one?
Yeah.
Jason Adam has appeared in more games than any other bullpen arm in Major League Baseball. 1.4 WAR, 6-3 record, 1.69 ERA, 42 appearances. He's gone 42 2/3 innings. Only allowed 2 long balls. He has 50 strikeouts, which is second most in the Padres bullpen, and has allowed 18 walks. I give Jason Adam an A. Do you disagree? Anybody else disagree? I think Adam's an A. I don't want to spend too much time on Jason Adam. Guy's electric. It's a big reason why AJ Preller picked him up at the deadline last year. In alphabetical order, Ryan Burgert. I think Ryan Burgert's done a fairly good job for the Padres in filling in as a starting pitcher. He already has a 1 WAR. I mean, think about that. He's appeared in 9 games, he has made 5 starts, and he has a better WAR than Dylan Cease this season, according to Baseball Reference. 1-0, 2.67 ERA, over 27 innings pitched, 12 walks, 23 strikeouts. I give Ryan Burgert an A. What is being asked of him to do and what he is doing, he has been more than impressive. I know he's on the injured list right now, but he has filled in nicely. He's done a good job of keeping this rotation afloat until you get reinforcements back. I give him an A. Frank?
I would agree. And remember, he's not on the IL because he got hurt. He's on the IL because he got hit with a comebacker. So drilled. It's not like a lingering injury that Burgert has. But he's a guy who has really pitched himself into consideration to staying up here for a while.
Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, again, was brought in to be an ace type last year. He's got a 0.5 B WAR. He's 3-7 this year. Again, I don't really value records too much. He's got a 4.53 ERA, which out of your starting five in the rotation is the highest ERA out of any of them. In his 17 starts, he's gone 91 1/3 innings. He has thrown the most out of anybody in the rotation, albeit he's the one that stayed the healthiest. 36 walks, 117 strikeouts. For what Dylan Cease has been brought in to do and the numbers that he has put up, I honestly think he's been a major disappointment of Padres uniform. I mean, overall, he's had some bright spots, but when you trade for a guy like Dylan Cease, you need a guy like Dylan Cease to be a stud. This team doesn't have a Kevin Brown where when he pitches, you know they're going to win, and you know the other team's never going to score. They don't have that. Michael King, I guess, could be that maybe in the future. But for Dylan Cease, I'm giving him a C-. I mean, at least he's giving you innings, I guess. He's giving you 91 1/3 innings. It's the most innings out of any starting pitcher this year. He's also made the second most starts out of any pitcher this year. But for what Dylan Cease was brought in to be and what he has done this year, it's a C-. I know he threw a no-hitter last year, but still, overall, with the no-hitter and everything that you've gotten out of Dylan Cease, I've been a little disappointed in Dylan Cease in a Padres uniform. What's your grade, Frank?
And it's because of that expectation I'm giving him a D. Yeah. Because the Dodgers in the postseason last year absolutely him, outside of a couple of starts, the Yankee game for one.
I'm not blaming him on the second one in the playoffs. He should have pitched anyway.
Right. No, I agree. But still, I mean, those were two big games that he needed to perform in, and he fell about as flat as you could fall flat, and he just has not recovered from that at all. He had the Dodger game, he had the Yankee game this year, but other than that, he's done absolutely nothing. I'm giving him a D.
Jeremiah Estrada, 0.5 WAR as a bullpen piece, 2-4, 3.41 ERA. He's gone 37 innings this year. 51 strikeouts, 14 walks, a 1.22 ERA plus. ERA plus is just like OPS plus. If it's 100, he is an average pitcher. If it's over 100, he's better than an average pitcher. If it's under 100, he's worse than an average pitcher. He's above. It's a 1.22. Just to put in perspective, the lowest ERA plus on this team right now is Dylan Cease in the pitching staff. 91, at least in the starting rotation. He had a 91, just to go back. Jason Adams got a 245. Estrada's got a 122. I give Estrada a B. I think it's a solid B. I think he's done a good job. I think the Dodgers have rocked him a couple times, which is obviously not great when that's the team that you need to beat year in, year out. I give Jeremiah Estrada overall a B. I think he's got great potential. He's only 26 years old. I think he's been great in a Padres uniform. I think he could be better than what he is. And I think he knows he could be better than he is. I would imagine, if you talk to Jeremiah Estrada about his first half, I bet you he'd say, I could be better. Man, I think he could. I give him a B.
I would agree with that as well. He's gotten touched up a couple times this year, but other than that, he's been rock solid. Another guy who's up in the top 10, if not the top 5 in appearances as well.
Kyle Hart, I forgot this guy was on our team.
It's number 5 starter on opening day.
Number 5 starter, showed a lot of promise in his first start in a Padres uniform at Petco Park, and then had a clunker in Chicago, and then showed promise again, and then had a clunker again. That went back and forth for a long time. I don't know if his last start was in Detroit. I remember the Detroit start off rough and then settled in against the Tigers team that's now first place in the American League. In 6 starts, he has a 6.66 ERA, 2-2, negative 0.5 WAR. We haven't seen him. He's been in the minor leagues ever since. 17 strikeouts, 6 walks, 62 ERA plus. You were kind of taking a chance on him anyway. I have been disappointed because of how nasty his sweeper was in spring training. He's just like Matt Waldron. He's got one really good pitch, and then he's got nothing else in terms of his pitching. Obviously, the expectations weren't super high for a guy like Kyle Hart, so with that, I give him a C-. I mean, he's not... He came in to be a fifth starter, maybe. Fringe guy. I had a lot of confidence in him, but you know, to be a lot better than he was, I give him a C-, because you weren't expecting him to be a top part of your rotation.
Now, two runs against Cleveland in the opening series, five against the Cubbies, didn't get out of the first inning, shut out the Rockies in six innings, one hit.
You can shut out the Rockies.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Thank you for believing in me.
You're welcome.
Five against Houston, two against Detroit, and then five against the Marlins in his last start on May 28th. I'm sorry. It's a C minus. I agree with you there. The best part about Kyle Hart, though, and I would have kept him around for it, one of the very few guys at the turtleneck. Absolutely love that look. Love that look.
Guy looked like Kevin Brown, didn't pitch like Kevin Brown. A turtleneck.
And a lefty, too, so it was a different look out of a rotation that's been predominantly righties for years now.
Alec Jacob, one of those guys, had a negative 0.7 WAR, 6.94 ERA, 1-0, 23 and a third innings pitched, the ERA plus 60, C. I mean, I don't... He's kind of a gimmick anyway. I mean, I don't really want to weigh more into that. But see. Again, the expectations have to be evaluated in this. Michael King, 1.4 WAR, 4-2 record, 2.59 ERA, 55 and two-thirds innings pitched, ERA plus of a 159. He's your best starting pitcher in the rotation. But he's missed now almost a month. I give Michael King a B right now just because he's not your ability is your availability, and it's not his fault. I mean, it's a nerve thing. He just has to wait and see, wait. He just basically has to wait. So for that, I can't give him like a huge grade for the first half because he hasn't been here for the entire first half. I'm going to go B for Michael King. But if he had these numbers and he made the 16-17 starts like Cease, like Pivetta, like Vasquez, he'd be getting an A. But the fact that he's not playing right now, he gets a B.
Agree 100%.
No changes on that.
Nope.
Last one we're going to mention, then we're going to talk about the rest of the guys. Steven Kolek. He's got a 1 WAR. He's 3-3, 3.73 ERA, 11 games started. He does have a shutout, by the way. 62 and two-thirds innings pitched, 21 walks, 47 strikeouts, a 110 ERA plus. For a guy that was battling for a number five spot in the rotation, who did not get it out of the gate, that was then brought back up to help this starting rotation out when Yu Darvish is not playing and Michael King goes hurt. He goes to Colorado and he gets a shutout at Coors Field. I don't care how bad the Rockies are.
That's impressive.
He did it at Coors Field. When I mentioned that you could shut out the Rockies, I meant at Petco Park. I don't know if you could shut him out of Coors.
Thanks for diluting the accomplishment a little bit, but
you're welcome. With all of that being said, and the expectations of Steven Kolek, I think he's done a fair job. I think he's done a pretty good job. Give him a B plus. I think Steven Kolek has done fairly well.
I'm going to give him an A minus because remember, this is a Rule 5 pick who last year everybody coming out of the bullpen was set to shoot him to the moon. He has come back, revamped as a starter. I'm giving him an A- for what he has done in this turnaround that he has had since going into the starter role.
And last year what I said about Kolek, I was like, I like his stuff. There's a reason why A.J. Preller grabbed him on the Rule 5 draft when you're competing for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. There's something there. And they saw it with him as a starting pitcher. Everybody, you know, for everyone that you say like all the negative about A.J. Preller, he grabbed this guy as a Rule 5 draft pick. That's great talent finding. Matsui, Morihone, Morgan, Peralta, Pivetta, Reynolds, Suarez, Vasquez. One of those guys I gave a grade higher than I think all of you fans. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Breeding's Apprentice Show, San Diego Sports Station 97 through the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah. Giving out some first-half grades for the San Diego Padres. I'm Braden Superintendent. He's Frank Marchese. We're filling in for Bennett Woods, who are traveling this week. They're in Philadelphia. You catch two today. Before we finish up our pitching rankings of the first half, we do have to announce, because, again, Joe in New Jersey asked about a lineup. We haven't gotten a lineup yet because they had to make a roster move this morning. San Diego Padres have optioned Matt Waldron. We knew this was coming. Padres have optioned Matt Waldron at AAA El Paso and have selected the contract of Edwardniel Nunez from El Paso, and have recalled Ron Marinaccio from El Paso. He will be the 27th man for today's doubleheader. Since the Padres and Phillies are playing a doubleheader, they both can have 27 men on the roster. That being said, the Padres lineup has been with 6.5 players, it seems like, for the last month or so. We'll talk about the position players a little bit later on. So we did half of the pitching staff. Again, it's in alphabetical order. On the 40-man roster. First half grades. Let's talk about Yuki Matsui. Yuki Matsui this season has a zero war. 2-1 record. 4.73 ERA. He's appeared in 34 games. He's gone 32 1/3 innings. 15 walks, 36 strikeouts, an ERA plus of about 88. I did want to look this up because for some reason Dodger fans think Yuki Matsui just owns them for some reason. So it's amazing perspective. And if you look at the numbers, well, he does pretty well against the Dodgers, I guess. 4 games against the Dodgers this year, he's got a 2.70 ERA. He's only given up 1 run. 6 punch outs. Maybe he's got something slightly to that. But despite all of that, I give Matsui a B. I mean, he is what he is. He's okay. He's not expected to be a high leverage guy. He does okay.
He was expected to be a high leverage guy, though. He was signed with the expectation that he was going to be the closer.
I mean, everybody they sign, they tell me he's a closer.
Jose
Castillo is supposed to be the closer. I'm telling you.
It's
just they're like, oh, this guy could be a closer. I watched him pitch twice, and I'm like, there's no way this guy's going to be a closer.
I mean,
he's a closer in Japan. So, yeah, cool. I give him a B. I don't have high expectations for Yuki Matsui. I think he's just like a guy that just eats innings. And when he's pitched, the Padres look like they've conceded the game.
Yeah, I can't give him an A. I can't give him a C. I'll go with a B as well.
I mean, you were ready to like. I thought you were about to drop like a D on this guy.
No, absolutely not.
Pause.
Okay.
Adrian Morejon. What? Did you say something?
No, it's
Adrian Morejon. 0.9 WAR, 4-3 record, 1.96 ERA, 36 2/3 innings pitched, 33 strikeouts, 6 walks, a 2.11 ERA plus. Is there anything besides an A to give Adrian Morejon?
Absolutely not.
Adrian Morejon's great. Adrian Morejon had a good year last year and is continuing that with a great year this year. He has shown that he could be a high-leverage guy as a left-hander. He has shown that he could take on the top half of that Dodgers order. And he's only 26 years old. I love everything that we're getting out of Adrian Morejon this year. And he's made 40 appearances. I mean, this has to be close to the most appearances he's made in a season. I don't give out A pluses because those don't exist in school. I'm giving out an A.
And this was also another guy who was supposed to be a starter this year. They were stretching him out to be a starter, and he's become one of the most valuable back end of the bullpen guys that they have right now.
They gave him $5 million to be a starter when he was like 16.
Yeah.
I could see the Padres continuing to do that, by the way. Remember, we talked about this before. We compared him to Michael King. Michael King started getting starts with the Yankees at age 28. Morejon's 26. I mean, they could theoretically have Morejon come out of the bullpen again next year and then try to lengthen him out when he's 28 if they wanted to. I'd give him a contract extension immediately.
Morejon?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many more years he has under contract. I'll go look that up real quick. But the guy's been... This is his 7th year in the big leagues.
Wow.
7.
I would not have expected that.
He's been up since he was like 19 years old, 20 years old.
Yeah, so it makes sense. He's coming into his prime. He's growing into... Yeah,
guy's
so it
been,
makes
you
sense.
Know, pitching like this for a long time. He hadn't missed 1 year for Tommy John. He's been great.
Adrian Morejon is going into ARB 4 next year, so you have one more year of control on him next year, and then he becomes a free agent in 27.
I'd sign him right now.
Absolutely.
I'd sign him this offseason, right now, whenever. He's got to be on this team. David Morgan, I give him an A-, 0.5 WAR, limited sample size. He has appeared in 14 games. He's got a 2.08 ERA, 17 and a third innings pitched, a 2.02 ERA+. He's got 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. Or sorry, that's Logan Gillespie. He's got 20 strikeouts and 7 walks. High velo guy. I've been told AJ Preller really likes this guy. I could see why. I give him an A.
Yeah, I'll give him a B. He's been solid. He has had a couple of shaky outings, but there were also outings where he was expected to just go out there and take a hit. So
he's 25 years old. He's supposed to be the mop up guy.
Yeah, I'll give him a B plus.
I go A minus. Here's the guy. We got to take a break. This next guy, you don't want to. You're gonna. I'm telling you right now, he did better than you think. Who is it?
Nick Pivetta.
What's the grade? We'll talk to you when you come. We'll tell you about it when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 through the Fan. As we're breaking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Breaking down the pitching staff, he's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. We are the Brayden Suprenant Show. We are on every single day from 10 to 2, filling in for the morning show, as we will for the next day and a half now. We'll be on tomorrow for 8 hours. It's going to be a fun time. If you like our show and you haven't heard us before, we're on again, like I mentioned, every day from 10 to 2. You can follow us on social media at @B_SURP Show, B-SURP Show, or you can follow me individually at @B_SURP, at B-SURP, and you can follow Frank at F Marks with a Z 324. FMARKZ 324 on social media. You can follow me on all platforms. I still have the same handle. You can also watch us on our own YouTube page at @B_SURP, which I know Prolific the Great jumps in on all the time. He has a great time in that particular deal. We also are live on Twitch, on Facebook, on our in YouTube page, as well as 97 Through the Fans YouTube page. Bennett Woods will be back next week. We will be on again tomorrow. We got 8 hours of show tomorrow, and then everybody's off on Friday to finish up the rest of this 4th of July holiday week. So we hope all of you guys have a great holiday week, whether you're taking off after the end of today or maybe tomorrow, whatever it may be, have a safe and fun holiday weekend. Okay, evaluating the pitching staff, and then we're going to get to traffic, and then we're going to give you some grades for the offense as well. We get to Wandy Peralta. Our guy, Wandy Peralta. Padres fans dislike Wandy Peralta. I'd love to know in the YouTube chat, what type of grade you'd give Wandy Peralta for the first half. Go ahead. I just would love to know, and I'd love to know the reasoning why. I'm going to give you some time to do that.
I don't have the Jeopardy music here. Hold on.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's got to be in one of these.
Oh, yeah, we're killing
these,
a bit now.
One of these goobers has to have it.
Here we go. We got I Hate Wandy. We got C, F minus, F plus for Wandy Peralta. Wandy Peralta this season has had one bad outing. One. The entire season. Overall in the year, Wandy Peralta has a 0.4 WAR. He has a 3-1 record, which doesn't mean anything. A 3.68 ERA over 36 2/3 innings. His ERA plus is 112. That means he's 12% better than an average player. 33 strikeouts, 17 walks. Overall, that's actually not half bad. That gets you at least the B minus, just overall. In statistics, they have what's called an outlier. It's the one piece of information that doesn't fit the rest. There is only one of those in Wandy Peralta's season. That was against the Yankees, where he was fed to the wolves in the game in which the Yankees went 12-3. Now, most of that coming off of him in that particular inning. Before the Yankees outing, Wandy Peralta, 13 1/3 innings pitched with a 1.35 ERA, 11 strikeouts and 5 walks. After, from all the games he pitched in after the Yankees game, just counting those, he has gone 22 2/3 innings pitched with a 2.78 ERA, 22 strikeouts and 11 walks. If you factor out the one outing that Wandy Peralta was bad. Just one. It's not like we're factoring out a month. It's not like we're factoring stretch. We are factoring out one outing where he went two-thirds of an inning and allowed six earned runs on four hits, a home run, two walks, an intentional walk, and bumped his ERA way up. If you take out that one outing against the Yankees this season, Wandy Peralta has thrown 36 innings and has a 2.25 ERA with 33 strikeouts and 16 walks. These are just stats. I don't know how you would expect Wandy Peralta to be anything better than that. Am I a huge Wandy Peralta fan coming out of the bullpen? Not really. Would I like to see Wandy Peralta play pitch in the eighth inning with the game on the line? No, not particularly. But if you're evaluating what he has done and you're giving him a letter grade, I don't know how you could give him anything less than a B. If you factor out the Yankees game, you could probably arguably give him an A- for the season that he's had. You can't have this recency bias. Imagine if a teacher, like a lot of you guys aren't kids, right? So a lot of you guys have kids. Imagine if a teacher gave your son or daughter a letter grade and was like, well, you know, some of the previous tests that they took weren't very good. So like, yeah, I'm just gonna give him a C minus. I mean, are you kidding me? Come on. I'm not saying like, how would you rank your trust in this guy from 0 to 10 with the season on the line? All I'm saying is evaluating his first half, which is what we've been doing, he deserves a B plus. He really does. 36 innings pitched, a 2.25 ERA, 33 strikeouts, and 16 walks. And people are acting like Wandy Peralta has a 50 ERA. He's not supposed to be on the team to be a high-leverage guy. That's what Morahone and Estrada and Adam and Suarez are for. This guy's just supposed to get you some zeros. He did that. He's done that all season. Since the Yankees game, which he gave up six runs, he has given up seven total runs since then. And two of them came immediately in his next outing against the Rockies in Colorado. Wandy Peralta against Colorado had gave up four runs, and then since that point had only given up three earned runs. I'm just saying, like, it's not bad. What does MLB The Show rate him? Well, if you want on MLB The Show, Padres have no chance of making the playoffs. I mean, based on right grading systems. If that's the case, just simulate MLB The Show. They'll tell you what the World Series champion is.
We're going to do that with the lineups for tonight as well.
That's right.
I'll do that at home tonight. I'll tell you how that goes.
For sure.
Getting the Yankee game out, which is a game that
he was an outlier.
He was left. It wasn't that he was an outlier. He was left to drown in that game. So it's not like they pulled him after he gave up. No, he gave up runs, then was left to drown, and then came out of it. I agree. It's a B minus. It's
a B minus? I mean, what do you want Wandy Peralta to do? Like, in order, what do you want his stat line to be?
No,
his overall stat line is not even that bad either. He's a middle relief
guy.
We're in the same. I'm just saying,
grade
like,
range. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you.
You gave him a B minus though. Like, why wouldn't it be a B or a B plus? There's obviously some knocks there. Like, what do you
how
want to
outings,
see him do?
How many outings does he have this year?
He's got 30 something outings.
All right, fine. B then.
They've pitched him. Where is it? Where did he go?
Says 36 innings on the year minus the Yankee game.
Yeah, so he's appeared in 36 games. If you make it 35,
no, it's there's
in 35
not...
outings. He had in 35 outings he had had a 2.25 ERA.
I'll give him a B then. Fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like people are like, well, the game happened. You got to count for it. Even if I do, he still has a 3.68 ERA as a bullpen arm. You know how hard it is to lower your ERA as a bullpen arm? You have one bad game
and
your ERA is screwed for the rest of the year because they don't get to pitch a lot. This guy goes dumb look on his face, makes him look and makes him bad. Great analysis. Somebody must have said that in the chat. It's one game. I mean, James obviously doesn't know how to do statistics. I mean, like, if you look at it from a statistics standpoint, you factor out outliers. That would be an outlier. Just to give you, just to give you perspective on the same. We talked about perspective earlier today. Let's talk about perspective.
It's like saying the Titanic should receive an A plus on the first voyage. The iceberg was the outlier. That's
no. That's not even not close.
No.
That's not even close to being a.
It's not
a comparison. I had one bad outing, and even with that bad outing factored in,
it was left to make it worse too.
It's a 3.68 ERA. What do you want Wandy Peralta to be? I'm curious, like, and I'm not a Wandy Peralta defender. I've already mentioned I don't want to see this guy anywhere near a high leverage situation late in a game in October or in late September. We're all on the same page on that. But I'm saying is like you got to give the guy benefit of the doubt. He's 33 years old. He's not your sixth inning guy. He's not your seventh inning guy. He's not your eighth inning guy. He's not your ninth inning. He's not your closer. He's a middle of the relief guy with a 3.6 ERA. You take that. It's not much further off than Jeremiah Estrada in terms of his ERA. Now, not performance. I mean, Jeremiah's way better. I give him a B. What's the traffic report like? What grades is Kelly Dennett giving out? Let's take a look. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Surprenant. People just want it. It's funny. This is proving my point. They hate to hate. Wandy Peralta apologist. I'm not. I'm telling you right now. Talk to any of my friends. Do I get excited when Wandy Peralta comes into the game? Absolutely not. But you got to give him the benefit of the doubt on his numbers. I mean, that's what he is.
We took daggers for a month and a half.
Months.
On Xander Bogaerts.
Months.
And now he's ripping it, and people are starting to come around.
That's right.
Like we say on the show, we are right. We're just right too early.
That's right.
Give it time.
He's a middle.
You will come around.
He's a middle relief pitcher. What do you want him to be? I'm curious. Like, what do you want him to be? Middle relief pitchers are guys that like give up hits and runs, hits and walks. Then you got to throw up some. You got to throw up some zeros. He's throwing up zeros. At the end of the day, as long as he throws up zeros, it doesn't really matter. I would never buy that. A Wandy Peralta jersey confirmed. I should wear it the next day. Did I say he got an A?
No.
I said he got a B. I think for what he is and what he brings to the team, he gets a B. Like, F. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, I'm curious. I want to know, like, what Padres fans want Wandy Peralta stat-wise to be. You can't ask for perfection. He's a middle relief guy. And you look at everybody, start watching other teams. There's a reason why they're bullpen arms, because they can't make it through a lineup more than once. They're going to give up runs. He doesn't give up a lot of runs. I don't want our middle relief to give up hits, walks, or runs. Well, he doesn't give up runs, so why does it matter if he gives up hits or walks?
The chat, I will say, chat does make a good point, is that there are some runs that he gives up that are not credited to him. They are credited to the starter or the reliever
that's
that
not
he
his,
comes
that's,
in.
That's not his problem.
I
inherited run. You want to talk about inherited runner situations? Then
I'm
we
just
can
saying,
talk about inherited runner situations.
That was something the chat brought up. It is a good point. That is something that can't be overlooked, is that there is that angle to it also.
He didn't get. Maybe he would have struck him out. You never know. Playing devil's advocate here. I'm just saying, like, people are like, F for his first half performance. My question is, what's the stat line you would want him to be at? A 2.25 ERA doesn't suffice. Nick Pivetta, I give a B. I think he's been very solid. I think he's been shaky a couple times, but I'll probably give him a B plus. He's probably going to be the number four starter. He's automatically turned into like the number two starter. He's got the best WAR for any starting pitcher. 3.36 ERA, 8-2 record. Got 91 innings pitched. ERA plus 122. I go A minus, actually. That's actually way better than I initially anticipated.
I'm going to go an A. For the guy who gave the Padres the most stink about signing this guy for how much money.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's true. Padres fans didn't want this guy. They're upset.
No, I didn't want him for $20 million. That was on me. I said, you got him. Getting him for $1 million is great, but next year, what is he going to be? I'm giving him an A. He has surpassed every expectation that I have had for him this season, and I will eat crow when it is due, and it is due here.
I don't know why somebody thinks I think Pivetta is the same as Yuki. Can I give Yuki a B? Again, they're not all being evaluated by the same level. If I evaluate everybody based on Randy Johnson, it's a lot of Fs being handed out.
Yeah.
What do we have? We're grading on a curve here a little bit. So, again, like, Yuki is nails in comparison to Wandy. Well, Orthodox Evans. Statbook says way different than that. Way different. I'm just saying. You got to give some of these guys the benefit of the doubt. I mean, it's like, sometimes it's just way high on expectations. Sean Reynolds. I think Sean Reynolds has done a fairly good job.
He's been solid.
3.97 ERA, 0.2 WAR. I mean, overall number wise, he's been okay. He's not being asked to do too much. I give him a B. Robert Suarez, I give Robert Suarez a C, dude. Robert Suarez is expected to be one of the best closers in Major League Baseball. He's probably going to get paid like as such. Too. I don't want to see the Padres pay him like a number one, like a top closer in Major League Baseball, because I don't think it's going to work out. 0.4 WAR as a closer, a 2-4 record, a 3.89 ERA. He's got 37 games. He's got a 106 ERA plus with 36 strikeouts and 12 walks. And when guys get on base, he does not limit any damage. I mean, I give Robert Suarez a C. He does have a lot of saves with 23. He might still lead Major League Baseball at 23 saves. But at the same time, if he's going to be the top closer in Major League Baseball, one of the top closers in Major League Baseball, he's got to be a lot better than a 3.89 ERA, and he's got to be a lot better at limiting damage. And having an ERA plus of a 106, meaning you're 6% better than the average pitcher, is probably not that great. And if he opts out, you let him walk. There's a chance that he might opt in. I think that's still slim. I think he'd have to get rocked in the second half for that to happen. But I give Robert Suarez a C. The last guy is Randy Vasquez, because we're about to hit the hard out. Randy Vasquez gets an A for his performance and his grittiness this season. 3-4, the 3.84 ERA when he's expected to be number 5 starter. Got thrown into a different, higher in the order because of an injury at the beginning of the season. He's made 17 starts, 107. I give him an A. I think he's done a great job. Position players, we'll get to it when we come back on the Braden Suprenant Show and get to the Padres lineup, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.